improving afternoon, folks. How are you?
Very well. Let's kick off, as we do each and every Tuesday, with some programming highlights. What do we look forward to this week?
Well, first up, it's a premiere movie on Fox Movies at 8:30 p.m. Friday. That's called The Hunt. Now, 12 strangers wake in a clearing with no recollection of how they got there or where they are. And so begins a deadly fight of survival as the group are hunted for sport by ruthless elitists. The genre of this flick starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank is deliberately hard to pigeonhole. It's part thriller, part horror, and part black comedy. I guess it's the perfect Friday night film. Now, Sunday night on the ABC is the final episode of Hugh Laurie-led series Roadkill. The final State of Origin on 9 on Wednesday is at 7 p.m. on the main channel. Here's a little tidbit too. After the season final of SAS Australia, which is next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m, Seven will air the 5-part series of SAS UK, starting with episode 1 of season 3 next week. Now, I'm in because I love the Australian one. It'll be great to see how the British do it. So the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which many people remember from the 80s with Will Smith, is back for a reunion episode. Now, that's this Thursday on Stan. So Will Smith and the gang are back. It's a reminiscing type show, though, so it's not an actual episode of the show, but it should be a bit of fun for people that love that show.
I remember like it was yesterday, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Great show. And pretty much put Will Smith on the map, let's be honest.
For sure.
Masked Singer, great TV show for the younger generation. My son absolutely loves it. As a matter of fact, has been watching the American version. He's got no idea who the singers are. Got absolutely no idea. He just likes the costumes, I think, and the fact that, you know, it's all bright lights and glitz and all that sort of stuff. But Lindsay Lohan could be coming back.
Yes, in news that will delight fans and executives at Channel 10, TV Blogworks can confirm Lindsay Lohan will be returning for Season 3 of The Masked Singer Australia, so that's another exclusive for you. Now, although Network 10 is yet to reveal the news, the singer herself has told us she will be coming back. Lohan was unable to take part in the filming of Season 2 due to COVID-19 restrictions and was replaced by comedian Ursula Carlson. Unfortunately, that led to a decline in ratings, and network executives have been keen to get Lohan back. What's unclear is whether the panel will expand to 5 or whether Carlson will exit the show. Lohan dropped the news while speaking to Abby Mickelson, a producer on the Ben Robbo and Robbo Internet show. And she said, and I quote, "I will be back in Australia for Season 3.
Can't get any more blunter than that, really, can you, when it comes out of Lindsay Lohan's mouth that she's going to be back. So that'll be great for our TV screens. Darren Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this afternoon talking all things television. One of my favourite shows during the footy season, Aaron, has been The Front Bar, and they're continuing with the cricket season.
Yes, after another successful AFL season, Mick Molloy, Sam Pang and Andy Marr are now set to focus their funny and irreverent take on all things cricket. For the comfort of their bar stools, The Front Bar will return later this month with 2 national primetime specials, which will serve as the perfect lead-up to this summer's cricket season. The 2 specials will feature guests including some of fan favourites cricketers over the journey. Our series regular Andy Lee will also contribute to segments. The Front Bar cricket specials are expected to air in the 8:30 p.m. Thursday time slot in late November and early December. In fact, I'll just tell you the first one. It's next Thursday, the 26th of November at 8:30 on 7. So 7's coverage of the Big Bash League will commence on December 10 with the Hobart Hurricanes and the Sydney Sixers. And the network's test cricket coverage will begin on the 17th of December when Australia face India in, well, it says in Adelaide, but not sure that that might be happening now.
Of course, everything can change pretty quickly, especially with, as you say, that being in Adelaide. I think the Sheffield Shield is being in Adelaide at the moment, or at least in South Australia, so that might be looked at over the next couple of days because, yeah, and of course, we wish everyone in South Australia well because, yeah, being in Victoria, we know exactly what they are going through, so we wish South Australia well. And finally, Aaron, some big news this morning at around 6:30. Probably not a phone call you want to get.
No, definitely not. Channel 10 has made the decision to send Pete Evans, the celebrity chef, home hours before he was due to enter the jungle. Channel 10 is on the PR offensive this morning, trying to discredit reports by TV Black Box that Pete Evans is not in the cast for the upcoming season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But TV Black Box can reveal the controversial chef was fired this morning at 6:30 a.m. after a post by the former TV star went viral. Discussions had been ongoing between Channel 10 and ITV, the production company, about whether Evans would be allowed to enter the jungle as the backlash on social media continued to grow. Many users stated they would not watch the show if Evans was on it. But they don't have to worry now. He is gone. He will not be entering I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
In the famous words, I guess, of Donald Trump, you're fired.
Absolutely gone.
Aaron, thank you very much for that information about Pete Evans. Yeah, that was happening this morning. And if you want to know all the details, of course, head to tvblackbox.com.au. Hey, Aaron, let's do it all again next week.
Thank you very much. See you then.
It is gold. Central Victoria.